the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Andy and Jim Nelson, this is Dave Stamey saying these boys are dangerous, but they do have kind of a fun little radio show, and we appreciate you listening.
That's right, Dave Stamey, you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah.
And they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Is Dave still talking to us?
Yeah. Only when he has to.
He's forced to.
Yeah, only when he's forced to. Only when there's nobody else to talk to. Yeah. No, we're kidding.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Hey, time of year.
Yeah,
What time of the year is it?
Guess what I did.
Guess
what I did. I did.
Sam did it.
No, I did it.
You did it.
I did it. I got under my horses and trimmed. Yeah, my belly flopped over my liver, and I couldn't hardly breathe, and I did it in shifts, but by golly.
Got her done.
I got her done.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, darn right. And it'll take me 6 months to get over it.
I understand.
All right, sorry to interrupt you.
Well, yeah, the time of year, you know, we have frozen ground.
I knew where you was going. Go ahead.
Frozen ground.
Okay.
Freeze-thaw.
Yeah.
Freeze-thaw. Well, in our country, it's freeze.
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 And
freeze,
then more freeze.
Freeze. Freeze. Freeze. And freeze deeper.
Okay. And deeper.
All right.
Well, how are you going to get a little traction in that frozen dirt?
You're not.
Well, be careful.
All right. Yes.
If you put on ice nails, and I think they still make them. I don't know for a fact.
I haven't seen any, but I'll bet I know they make them.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Right.
But if you use an ice nail, just be aware.
Yeah.
You know, when you're cutting cattle or at a high rate of speed and you want to slow down or stop, your horse is going to...
He's going to stop instantly.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the cleats in artificial turf.
Right.
Right.
You want to tear up a knee?
Too much grab.
There you go.
Be cautious when you do that. Borium works well as well.
Yeah.
When you use borium, you want to shape your shoe before you put the borium on.
True story. Yep, exactly.
Get that shoe shaped for that hoof.
And then put it on.
Put your borium on.
And then you have to heat the shoe up substantially,
yes,
or it's just going to on top of it, and then it'll break off the first time.
Kind of like that white stuff on chicken poop.
Yeah, exactly. It's still chicken poop.
Still chicken poop.
That's some great information
big
fella. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, what's that whole thing about chicken poop?
What is that?
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. If they would like to request a dick pic,
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us voicemail 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We just pull the shoes. We don't even worry about it in the winter. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
Not bad.
We're improving.
We're getting there.
It's only taken us 21 years. We're getting better.
We are.
1,087 shows. Yeah.
And then, hey, really?
Yeah, we're still waiting to make money on this, by the way. Yeah. Hey, let's have some more music.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, Gene Prescott is riding along with us. This is a great song written by Yvonne Hollenbeck. This is Money Talks.
Born right there in Texas, though he was surely Scotch. Each time he tightened up his belt, he'd take another notch. That miser had a lovely wife who cooked and milked and churned. He told her every day a penny saved, a penny earned. Money talks and beggars walk, and I would rather ride. She would only shake her head and marvel at his pride. You can't take it with you when your days on earth are through. The Lord don't want your money, all he wants is you. They worked and saved and did without to make their dreams come true. She patched their clothes as best she could to keep from buying new. After years of pinching pennies, with a close eye on the cash, they paid off land and cattle and they built up quite a stash. Money talks and beggars walk and I would rather ride. She could only shake her head and marvel at his pride. You can't take it with you when your days on earth are through. The Lord don't want your money, all he wants is you. He took the money that they saved and stuffed it in a sack, hid it neath the floorboards in the corner of the shack. Later in his golden years, to pass the time away, he'd get that sack of money and he'd count it every day. Money talks and beggars walk and I would rather ride. She could only shake her head and marvel at his pride. You can't take it with you when your days on earth are through. The Lord don't want your money, all he wants is you. Soon every time he counted it, he'd beg her to comply, that she would take that bag of cash, and on the day he died, she'd put it in the casket and leave it there with him. So if he got to heaven, it would help to get him in. Money talks and beggars walk and I would rather ride. She could only shake her head and marvel at his pride. You can't take it with you when your days on earth are through. The Lord don't want your money, all he wants is you. I saw her at the funeral, she was looking debonair. I asked her if that sack of cash was resting with him there. She said she thought of his new home, thought she would like one too. So she bought one with the money and gave him an IOU. 'Cause you can't take it with you when your days on earth are through. The Lord don't want your money, all he wants is you. No, you can't take it with you when your days on earth are through. The Lord don't want your money, all he wants is you. No, the Lord don't want your money, all he wants is you.
Boy, that's a true statement. Money talks, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it says adios.
Yeah, it says, yeah, that's what my money says, adios. Yeah. All right, hey, that's what we're talking about this week. You know, that'll make money, right?
Well, you know, reminds me of a story, you know, a hay broker.
Okay.
You know, they were buying hay.
Yeah.
For a buck a bale.
Okay.
And they were selling it.
Yeah.
For a buck a bale.
That don't work.
And he turned, and the old boy turned around to his partner and he says, yeah, you know, we're going to have to get a bigger truck.
If we're going to make more money. Now, that's funny. But that's so true.
It is. That's the mentality.
That's
right?
The mentality, yeah. We're losing our hind end on trucking and fuel. So
get a bigger
let's
one.
Buy some more trucks. Oh, all right. Don't get me started on fuel.
Here we go.
All right. But I saw this sign. This is hilarious. All right.
Okay.
This sign says, horses for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Good, cheap, and fast. Pick any two. Okay.
Pick two.
If you want it cheap and fast, it won't be good. If you want it cheap and good, it won't be fast. If you want it fast and good, it won't be cheap.
I like that.
I love that.
That's good stuff.
I love that sign. That's exactly right.
Well, it kind of clears up the fog, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It does. Yeah. It's like somebody, you know, posting on Facebook, looking for a good kid's horse, you know, bomb-proof, 16 hands tall.
And $1,000.
Can rope and can do everything. Budget is about $500 to $1,000.
Exactly.
Yeah. For a kid's horse. Wouldn't you be spending $50,000 on a horse to protect your child?
I would.
Yeah, absolutely.
I certainly would.
We don't have that to spend, by the way.
No,
so
we don't.
Usually when we've got one that you finally made it bomb-proof, you lost it. It went to your child.
It's gone, yeah.
And then you started the bronc again.
Yeah. You spend your life riding green horses.
Man, I did. I did, and every time we went to the mountains, you know, I could not put my kids on a waspy horse just in case. So I rode it.
Yeah.
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 And you know, 9 times out of 10, there were no problems.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. But that one, that 10th time,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. 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 That,
yeah.
You have marks that Ajax can't take off.
Well, that's it. You know, and you spend the time, you invest the time and the money into the horse to make sure that your children are safe. And
absolutely.
That's just what we do, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we need to ditch out to another commercial.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but the good news is when we come back, that's right, Yvonne Hollenbeck has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.